I have been seeing over the last several months reportage of various decisions by the CCMA, the Key Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, and employees who've been sanctioned by their employers, even to the point of dismissal for refusing to be vaccinated, have up until last week lost their cases. The CCMA commissioner in charge of probably three or four, maybe even five cases that I remember reading about said, no, under the circumstances, it was entirely reasonable for your employer to demand that you be vaccinated. Your reasons for not being vaccinated do not pass muster. Therefore, your dismissal for operational reasons was justified. And then last week, a commissioner went entirely the other way and said, mandatory vaccination is unconstitutional. Lawrence Salt is an executive in the Employment Law Department at ENS Africa. Lauren, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
How does one deal with the discrepancy? Were the differences between the cases so stark that the one set of rulings, it's fine, were justified, and in this case, the facts were that unconstitutional finding was also justified?
So it's important to take a look at what the CCMA was obliged to do. And so there we're working within a specific framework. Before the state of disaster ended, we had the consolidated direction on occupational health and safety, and now we've got a new code of practice on managing COVID in the workplace, both of which deal with mandatory vaccination. And so what that founding legislation does is that it suggests that an employer can impose mandatory vaccination where it's justified. And that justification comes out of occupational health and safety considerations. So what the CCMA seemed to do here is sidestep that completely. So instead of looking at whether or not there was occupational health and safety considerations that justified Barack Medical imposing mandatory vaccination, it went on a tangent and looked at whether or not mandatory vaccination policies were constitutional in general. So it was a very blanket approach to vaccine mandates, and the commissioner reached a conclusion that they were unconstitutional, but having no regard as to whether or not the employer was justified. And that, in fact, went to the employee's very refusal to vaccinate. She indicated that the employer did not have a good reason to impose mandatory vaccination because there was other protocols in place, such as remote working and social distancing, and therefore she didn't see the need for it. So the commissioner doesn't seem to have taken that into account at all.
What is your view as somebody who works in this field of the law? Was this particular commissioner justified in going off? Your use of the phrase going off at a tangent suggests that you might have some issues with his particular ruling.
Absolutely, John. So, I mean, I think there that he was misguided in his approach. I think he misunderstood the inquiry that he was supposed to undertake insofar as the legislation was concerned or the consolidated direction was concerned, and he went off-piste, if you will, and went down the road of a constitutional evaluation. And I think, you know, he's not come to a ruling that is reasonable in the circumstances and one that is framed against, you know, anything concrete. You know, his ruling is replete with guesswork, indicating at one stage that he doesn't know of any country that has imposed mandatory vaccination for its citizens, which is completely wrong. And then he says that, well, you know, he guesses that only 1% of employers have imposed mandatory vaccination policies, which again doesn't seem to be based on any kind of factual basis. And then says, well, in any event, the vaccines aren't effective because they don't prevent transmission and contraction. So it doesn't seem to be founded in any kind of specific basis or specific factual basis, and one that was, in fact, doesn't seem to be have been put before him during the arbitration proceeding.
Would it be fair, as a sort of general point of departure, to say there are certain circumstances where requiring an employee to be vaccinated are justified, and potentially others where they are not? And what this particular commission has done is make a blanket statement about unconstitutionality rather than looking at the facts of the case and maybe saying, in these circumstances, this company, Baroque Medical, went beyond what they needed to do in order to maintain this person who didn't want to be vaccinated as a productive member of their staff.
John, absolutely. And I think you may have a future job as a CCMA commissioner. That's exactly what he ought to have done. There may have been facts which suggested that Baroque Medical did not have a justifiable reason to impose mandatory vaccination. So if, for instance, you know, they were trying to impose it when the individual was locked in a room at home all the time and never left, you know, that may suggest that there was no justifiable reason for mandatory vaccination. But he doesn't seem to test whether or not the facts suggest they had a reasonable reason or not. He just sidesteps that completely and says mandatory vaccinations in general are unconstitutional and employers are not permitted to impose them.
How much weight does that ruling have? I mean, is it in any way precedent setting, or does it? I mean, now that a commissioner at the CCMA has said vaccine mandates are unconstitutional, what does that mean?
It certainly does not mean that every other CCMA ruling that we will see will follow this. So the commissioners will take cognizance of other rulings, and you'll see this in this particular case. He has indicated that he's read about five or six other rulings dealing with mandatory vaccination, and he elects to depart. On that very same basis, any other CCMA commissioner can also depart.
So there is no precedent-setting procedure. You know, as if the High Court makes a ruling, then there is a precedent, and other courts are obliged to, as I understand it, take notice of that ruling. It's not the same, the CCMA. It's up to an individual commissioner. I mean, does this get taken on review by the more traditional court system?
So it could be. So you're quite right. There's no obligation to take notice or defer to the CCMA rulings as there are in other courts. And the employer, if they are dissatisfied with the outcome of this arbitration, can take it on review to the Labour Court. And the Labour Court may very well come to a very different conclusion.
Has this matter come before a Labour Court at all in any way, Lauren?
This particular matter, no, because it was...
No, but I mean generally the issue of... has the Labour Court ruled on vaccine mandates?
No, they haven't.
Isn't it about time they did then?
Well, I mean, it would be wonderful if they did, but unfortunately, the process by which you would undertake a review is a fairly lengthy process. So we should start seeing them sort of in the next 6 months, but there's going to be no immediate relief from the Labour Court to say this was right or wrong.
Lauren Sull, thank you very, very much indeed. Lauren is an executive in the Employment Law Department at ENS Africa.